Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kisaten podcast. I am the host, Cordelia. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about a family comedy drama from the winter 2022. Oi, Handsome. Hey, Handsome. Hey, Handsome. Aired on the Toho TV from 2022 January 8th to February 26th on the Saturday night at 11:40 p.m. I suppose this show can be considered as a family drama since the stories happen all around a five-person family. A mom, a dad, and their three daughters. Their three daughters were supposed to have left their parents' home and live their own respectable lives, but they're coming and going all the time. The oldest daughter, Yuka, has a good job and is extremely good at what she does at work and extremely popular in the dating market, I have to say. However, in many episodes, you found that she is dating a married man. Lika, the second daughter, is married to a well-educated man through work and lives in Osaka. But she is on the edge of, divorce after finding out about her husband's affair outside the marriage. The youngest daughter is Mika. Oh, Mika is adorable. And as soon as she starts living alone, she finds herself suddenly living with a manga artist who is unlikely to sell well. And she starts dating another person, and that also causes a lot of troubles after. So, at their house in the Tokyo, the daughters come and go. They always receive some advice on how to deal with life from their parents, whether it's through the conversations or even their childhood memories that they had about their parents. Whenever the father talks about a difficult issue that might be worth discussing between the family, his family looks at him serious face and listens to his very firm tone. And their daughters often say, "Dad, why are you trying to be so handsome again?" And then they love and also appreciate the suggestions their father shared. This is where the title of the word comes from. Handsome, or handsome in Japanese, does not only mean someone who is good looking, but also means someone who has elegant behaviors or speaks soundly. So in this drama, Hey Handsome, the handsome one is not the daughter's boyfriend or husband, but is their dad, Ito Kentaro. Surprisingly, almost every issue that Kentaro's three daughters go through is so relatable, such as the feeling of being left behind, the feeling of oddness about someone that are dating that cannot be expressed in word, the feelings of joy when it comes to the parenthood, the feeling of worries that parents carry every day for their children. Many topics, actually every single topics, are also covered, such as, the food they had for family dinners, the topic of love, the topic of work, the topic of going to know someone or getting to know to somebody, and the topic of losing oneself in a relationship. But I think the difference of this show is they're all told in a very funny and interesting way. All the troubles that Yuka, Lika, and Mika are facing are all about, we can say man and woman, work and life, and the choices they make. Just like the three daughters come and go in their house, the parents are always there for them and they listen to their troubles and even find the best timing to help them within their, you know, these troubles. The parents always give some advice that is not typical of normal parents, that I have to say. For example, they may say, don't be afraid of trouble, or keep worrying, or imperfection is life, or an imperfect life is a wonderful one. Which is, I found, it's very hard for the parents that I know that they usually will say. It more sounds like what the therapist will say in the therapist session. But, you know, or like something, if you want to know a person, the dad will say, you know what, go to barbecue with them. Or watch the way how they hold their umbrellas. All those like small tips that you can actually take in and think about and maybe give a try in the real life, because they actually tell something. I found this is actually the most amazing part of this, the drama. One of my favorite funny moments of this drama happens in the last episode. So there might be some spoilers in the next part I'm going to share. So what happens is that the second daughter, Lika, who is finally divorced with the husband and has returned to her previous job as an editor at a published company in Tokyo, has told her boss that she does not feel right since the beginning of the new year. While she and her boss, you know, they are at Izagaya, Lika shares that she is upset because the new Teju, which is the annual planner that she got for the new year, starts on Sunday rather than Monday. And she was also very annoying, very, very annoying that the weekends are separate on the different pages. So she was so annoyed, and she even stands up in this izagaya and is frustrated as she said, if I don't use the Teju that starts the weeks with Monday, everything feels wrong. Do you hear me? I feel wrong. But I am also too annoyed and mad to buy a new one. So, you know, actually this is one of few those moments where Lika actually expresses what she is really annoying about. But, you know, wanting to help her, but not wanting to, like, you know, hurting her pride. Her boss stops here and goes to the bathroom. On the way there, her boss drops $1,000 yen on the ground and whispers to Lika, stop complaining and just pretend this $1,000 yen came from nowhere. Pick it up and use it to buy a new planner that you want to have. Please just go ahead and buy a new one. The details are God in this part. And, you know, this small part is in the last episodes totally got me. It seems so small. It seems so maybe, you know, unnecessary, but it's so heartwarming to learn that someone can also get frustrated as I can with the same thing. And, you know, to be also brave to talk about and share with other people. Well, I was rewatching this drama and writing the script for this episode. I called my mom and also asked for some suggestions from her about how to deal with the troubles I'm currently having at work. I did not really tell my mom a lot about my life until recently. Once a friend of mine texted me a very long message and kindly suggested that I should avoid sharing my troubles with my mom because it is not a good thing and it is very wrong to make parents worry. Thinking back on this, on what this friend suggested, I shared my friend's message actually to my mom. Then I asked my mom if I made her worry and whether I should stop talking about my troubles with her. My mom was actually very surprised by my question. I indeed worry, my mom said on the other side of the phone that day. I worry because I'm your mom and I love you. You should not be ashamed for sharing your burdens with your parents. In fact, being worried about their kids is a parent's job. It is my duty to love you, care for you, be happy for you, and worry for you. Maybe other families are different from us, but please feel free to let me know about your life and tell me all your troubles. We are here to help and also send our best wishes to you. So this dilemma speaks to me a lot. I feel like I was gaining emotional support after watching each episode. Almost everything about life is relatable to an audience like me who lives and works far away from my parents and navigates my life on my own through troubles and also laughters. This is definitely a very different type of parenting than for a lot of people to watch, but to watch them will give you the support maybe you need to overcome those annoying things and burdens that you have on a daily basis. I really hope you that enjoyed this episode and hope you will give your parents a call after this as well. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. Any dialogue mentioned in this episode was also translated from Japanese by me, and what my mom said was translated from Chinese by me. Thank you again for listening, and talk to you again in our next episode.